Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us live this morning, political analyst Steve Roberts. And, you know, a lot of people were off over the holidays. Steve, hope you had a nice Thanksgiving, but man, it was sure busy in Washington. Where to begin? We'll start with the reaction to what happened just before the holidays. Two National Guardsmen gunned down in the streets of Washington, and the president reacting swiftly and strongly. What did you make of that?
Well, look, this was a horrific shooting. The shooter should be brought to justice. Outrage is totally justified. But what Trump has done is demonize the entire Afghan community. There are almost 200,000 Afghans who worked for American troops and intelligence agencies during the long years of that war and were brought to this country because they had served us loyally. They're all, with very few exceptions, peaceful, hardworking. I'm sure some of them have settled in Buffalo. And yet Trump, what he's done is demonized this entire community because of the actions of one person. But that's very typical of Trump. He has his entire career played on xenophobic fears. When he announced for president, it was all about the rapists from Mexico and the drug dealers. And he's done this throughout his entire political life. And that's a very American trait throughout our entire history. Demagogues have arisen who in the 1840s demonized Catholics. In the 1880s, we passed legislation in this country barring Chinese immigrants from owning property. In the 1940s, we incarcerated over 100,000 loyal Japanese American citizens on the West Coast. After 9/11, there were those spasms of anti-Muslim sentiment in this country. So there is nothing new about this, and Trump has seized on this one tragedy to try to rally his base and demonize foreigners and distract attention from his real problems. You notice we're not talking about. We're not talking about the economy and rising prices. We're not talking about the Epstein files. We're talking about something Trump wants to talk about, which is the crimes committed by immigrants.
Were too many, though, Steve, let in with little to no vetting?
I don't think so. I think the vetting process was very, very thorough. It's never perfect. But one of the things that people don't realize is that this shooter was not some undocumented immigrant who swam across the Rio Grande River in Texas. This is someone who was vetted repeatedly by both administrations. The final approval granting him asylum in this country came last April during the Trump administration. So, no, I don't think that you can say that somehow the system was not working well. Because you can't point to one person out of 190,000 and say, therefore, the system was flawed. And by the way, the other falsehood that is perpetrated that's sort of underneath this whole argument is that somehow, as Trump says repeatedly, immigrants are a threat to national security. They cause crime. It's simply not true. Every single study that's ever been done, and I've read them all. I've written two books about immigration. I know this history very well. And every single study has come to the exact same conclusion, which is that native-born Americans commit crimes at much higher rates than immigrants, much higher rates. It's not even close. There was one study that came out recently that said native-borns commit crimes at a rate of 267% higher than immigrants. So a lot of this demonization of immigrants is based on simply a false statement.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Reality.
Steve, I'm looking through some of the headlines this morning, and you know this one, it kind of gets to me. It's talking about the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem. The headline, Noem says National Guard shooting suspect could have been radicalized in the U.S., talking about him being radicalized after he arrived in the United States. Is it time to kind of end a fascination of where this happened and come to grips with the reality that anyone can be radicalized anywhere? It's all happening online.
Well, that's a fair point. And, we don't know yet the true motives, just like we still don't know the true motives of the shooter who killed Charlie Kirk, right? These often can be very complex psychological issues. People want to reduce them into caricatures and cartoons and stereotypes, but often, when you unravel these situations, these are very personal, individual, spiral into mental illness. It's entirely possible, I suppose, that this person was radicalized somehow online. That does happen. We have many, we're just beginning to understand the way life online can have very damaging effects on some people's fragile psyche. But the bottom line here is, it's just unfair to demonize any community on the basis of the actions of one or two people. When a white shooter shoots Charlie Kirk in Utah, do people start claiming somehow that white Americans are responsible for this? Of course not. This is one deeply disturbed individual. And that seems to be the case here.
The president, too, over the weekend said he's terminating all executive orders that President Biden signed with the auto pen. What is this going to mean?
Well, I think most of them he can't. This is a very murky legal situation. I doubt whether that argument will stand up in court. But what he is doing when it comes to immigration, he's canceling a lot of the things that Biden has done, including legal immigration. Everybody says, oh, well, there's a big difference between legal and illegal. But Trump is shutting down a lot of the legal pathways to immigration. You take, for instance, the process of admitting refugees into this country. Biden set a limit of 125,000 refugees. These are people who are stateless, who are living in refugee camps abroad and apply for the status of coming to America as refugees. They're very carefully vetted. Biden said he would allow 125,000, and Trump has reduced it to a handful and then only limited it to white Afrikaners. He's talking about pausing the entire asylum process. Asylum also is a legal process. When someone comes to the United States and claims the returned home, they could face prosecution and persecution. And this is an entirely legal process. There are over 2 million people in this country today who are awaiting adjudication by the immigration courts. And Trump says he's freezing that entire process. So he does have the ability to shut down some of these processes, but some of his actions are a very dubious legality and will definitely be immediately challenged in court. And we've seen in countless cases over the first months of this administration, many federal judges, including some appointed by Trump himself, have stood up and declared a lot of his actions illegal.
Steve, thank you as always. Steve Roberts, political analyst with us live here on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.